In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主圣名的这边讲道。
And today, tonight, the topic is the sharing.
今天晚上我想以分享这个题目互相勉励。
It's very common understanding about the sharing. I'm sure because everybody understands this.
我想在座的各位应该都了解分享是什么意思。
But the Christian life focuses on the sharing actually.
一个基督徒的生活应该是要以分享为中心。
Jesus came to this world. He proclaimed that he came to this world not to be served but to serve others.
耶稣, 曾经说过, 他来到这世上不是要来, 被服侍, 而是要来服侍人。
If we truly understand the meaning of sharing, then our Christian life can be a very upscale way of Christian life to believe.
那如果我们能够了解这个分享的真正的意义, 我们这个, 基督徒的生活才是有意义的。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 14.
请看创世纪14章。
Genesis chapter 14 from verse 11.
从11节开始。
Genesis chapter 14 from verse 11 to 24.
14章11节。
Chapter 14 from verse 11. Then they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their food supply and departed. And they also took the Lot, Abraham's nephew, and his possessions. And departed, for he was living in Sodom. Then a fugitive came and told Abram and the Hebrew, now he was living by the oak of Moria, an Amorite, the brother of Eshcol, and the brother of Anel, that these were the allies with Abram. And when Abram heard that his relative had been took the captive, he led out his trained men born in his house, 318, and went in the pursuit as far as Dan. And he divided his force against them by night, he and his servants, and defeated them, and pursued them as far as Hovah, which is north of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought back his relative Lot, with his possessions, and also the woman and the people. Then after his return from the defeated of the Chedorlaomer and the king who were with him, the king of Sodom went out to meet him at the valley of Shaveth. That is the king's valley. And Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought out the bread and the wine. Now he was a priest of God, Most High. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of God, Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God, Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave him the tenth of all. And the king of Sodom said to Abraham, give the people to me, and take the goods for yourself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have sworn to the Lord God of Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take the thread or the sandal, the thong, or anything that is yours, the least you should say, I have made Abram rich. I will take nothing except what the young men have eaten, and the share of a man who went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their shares. I'm sure because this passage is quite familiar with us.
我想我们应该都对这段经节很了解。
Even such an ancient time, there's a power struggle between the city against the city.
在以前, 城和城之间有一些,
According to the chapter 14, we can see that the four city in other side is stronger than the five city, which is Sodom and Gomorrah side.
那我们从这边十四章可以看到，这有四个城比另外五个城还要强壮。
We can see when Lot he moved down to Sodom, at that time, I think possibly this city was already at that time serving to the four cities.
那当罗德搬到索多玛之后，那时候索多玛城已经是倾向在四个城其中之一。
But these two sides, five city allies and the four city allies, they always have a tension between them.
但这四城和五城中间常常都有一些争战。
Now we can see chapter 14, verse 4. After 12 years of serving Gedolomel, and then after that they trying to get out of under them.
那在第四节这边说到，他们已经侍奉。基大老马十二年，他们就想要逃离。
And because of the four, now it's a four city. They want to come up to march to against these five cities by forcing back the city back to them.
那这四个城的王就想要用强迫的方式把这五王逼退。
At the battle, and this five city was defeated by the four cities.
那在战争当中，这五王五城被打败了。
This time also Sodom and Gomorrah, this city also include theirs. They're all taken by the four cities.
那这五城当中包括了索多玛和俄摩拉，都已经被这四城所攻陷。
According to the verse 12, mentioned that that they also took the Lord, Abram's nephew, and then all his possessions, and then they depart from the Sodom and they left there.
那十二节这边说到，亚伯兰的罗儿，侄儿罗德也被掳去。
According to the story, we know that when the Lord when came down to this Jordan Valley, end up to reach to the Sodom at that time, so he was very selfish himself to choose the best land, and then he came down to there.
那时候，因为亚伯拉罕让罗德选择，而罗德就很自私的选了这比较好的地方。
Now, when Abraham heard this story, as a normal man can say, well, it's for him, it's bad. But it's hard to help him because of the four kings ally and then took them all. So it's very hard to go them to request the Lord and his own position to take out from them.
那因为罗德在索多玛当中，所以很难去跟这个四王来要求。
And also, maybe he thinks that it is according to the God's will, and his life turned out to be like this.
那他但啊，他可能以为他所选择的是神的旨意。
But what Abraham what he did is once he heard the story, then he right away and he brought his 318 people that he trained in his household and brought them up and then go up and then through the night and then take the defeat the four kings' army and then. Bring all the possessions, and the Lord also took out of them.
当亚伯兰听到之后，他就带着他所训练的三百十八人上去攻打。
It is considered a great a great victory.
那结果我们知道是一个
only 318 people.
他们只有三百一十八个人。
And some of our friends mentioned the verse 20, for us about three of them mentioned that.But it's only just the less than 400 people. They went up there to reach there to defeat the enemy and brought all the one who taken and then back by the Abraham.
他们只有三百多个人，却可以上到敌人那边，把罗德和他的一些财产赎回来。
Now we can see the Abraham's we can see the love and his spirit.
我们可以看到。亚伯兰他的爱心和他的精神。
Because he willing to help his nephew Lot.
因为他很愿意的来帮助他的侄儿。
Once taken by this way, then the Lot's life and his whole household end up to be slave or something that turned out to be the very miserable. The life turned out to be from there.
那因为罗德选择了这个他以为很好的福分，而他的人生。但他的家人却遭到不好的后果。
But at this time, the one after the battle, when he take all the material things and all the people out of them, it's considered it's a part of his profit out of his victories actually.
那在这个战争之后，亚伯兰可以把罗德和他财产所赎回，这个也是他胜利的一部分。
Yeah, actually, he put his life on risk on this battle.
亚伯兰他牺牲自己的生命要来
救他的侄儿。We can see that in this story, he never take anything out of this battle of the victories.
那我们可以从故事当中看到亚伯兰没有为自己拿任何的东西。
At this time, though, when I came back from the victories, at that time, the Melchizedek, the king of Salem, came out, praised and blessed him.
那在征战之后，这个麦基洗德王就出来。
After he heard the blessing out of the Melchizedek, and he offered the one-tenth of came from the delivered the enemies and put it in the offering to the Melchizedek.
那在撒冷王麦基洗德出来祝福他完之后，他就把所有的献上十分之一。
And also the king of Saul, king of Sodom also came up to welcome him.
索多玛王也出来和罗德说话。
And he mentioned that you can bring all your people back to me, but all the things that you got from the from this battle, you can all take it.
他说：“你把人口给我，财物你自己拿去吧。”
Because he knows that because of Abraham, at least he can save his own people from this the incident.
那他知道，因为是因为亚伯兰，他可以守住他自己的人民。
But this time, Abraham doesn't want to take anything out of this.
但亚伯兰说：“我不想要从这当中得到任何的东西。”
He truly want to give back to everything that belongs to king of Sodom.
因为他只要把他想要把所有属于神的东西都归给神。
Only talk to him that the one who sent his man, the what they eaten, and also share of the man with him is like Aner, Eskol, and the Mamre. Verse 24, these people, their portions you can give them, but the rest of it, I don't want to take it, anything out of it.
只有在二十四节所提到他那些仆人还有同行的人可以任他们拿去。
You can see that from this instance in these battles, and Abraham he came up to help the Lord, not any other intention out of this.
从故事当中我们可以看出，亚伯兰只是为了要救他的侄儿而出来帮忙。
As appearance, he doesn't get any his own portions. He has a right to having a portion, actually.
他虽然有权利可以拿到一些东西，但是他并没有去要求。
He understands. He doesn't thinks that he doesn't belongs to him. He doesn't want to take it, but he's willing to help other people.
他知道不属于他的东西，他不应该拿，但是他很努力的想要帮助别人。
Look at this nation's United States.
我们看今天美国这个国家。
Some weeks ago, what I learned from the news from the radio mentioned that.About 40 rich people, they gathered together. They promised to give up the 50% of their own property to donate to the society.
那前不久，我从新闻上听到说有一群人，他们愿意把他们所有的一半捐出来给社会。
It's amazing because $150 billion altogether.
那他们所聚集的财产有150万美金。
The willing to offer to the society back.
那他们愿意把这个钱奉献给社会。
I can see that why this country is continue to this much prosper because of this kind of spirit still within this country.
我们国家可以持续的兴旺，就是因为国家当中还有像这样的人存在。
It's important that Christian also we need to have a spirit to sharing.
那身为基督徒，我们需要有一个愿意分享的心。
Once we're willing to share, God bless more.
只要我们愿意去分享，神会越加的祝福我们。
We understand that Jesus he came to this world, he gave up his life for us.
我们了解耶稣来到这世上，他舍弃他的生命为我们。
Before he died on the cross, he willing to offer his own body and his own blood to share with his disciples.
在他死之前，他愿意献上他的身体，就是为了我们和他的门徒。
Of course, this is only just a physical bread and then grape juice.
那我们所领受的就是他的肉和他的血。
But within there, he himself truly into there to share with his disciple.
但是这是背后的意义，就是他能够用他自己来分享给大家。
We as Christians, we learn from our Lord Jesus Christ.
身为基督徒，我们应该要向耶稣基督来学习。
We should not to be a selfish life we live in this world.
我们不应该生活是很自私的。
What I learned from the Genesis chapter 14 here, Abraham's life, he never seeking for his own interest for himself.
从创世纪十四章里面，我可以看出亚伯兰他从不为了他自己的利益而活。
The one even against him, he still accepted him. Also, he willing to help him.
那甚至连他对他不利的人，他都愿意帮助他们。
So I hope that we can follow the same way of the spirit that we can learn from the Abraham.
那希望我们可以从亚伯拉罕的精神学习。
One of the story, the beautiful thing, a beautiful story in the Bible, we can find out, First Samuel chapter 18, between the Jonathan and the David.
从撒母耳记上十八章，我们可以看到大卫和约拿单之间一个很美好的故事。
We know their friendship is such a precious friendship between Jonathan and David.
我们知道他们两个之间有很美好的友谊。
They're willing to share everything to their own friends.
他们之间可以分享任何的事情。
So they become such a close friends each other.
所以他们可以成为非常亲密的朋友。
Why they become great friends each other? Because they're willing to share everything what they have to their friends.
因为他们很愿意的分享，所以他们可以把他们生活中所有的和对方分享。
Let's look at the First Samuel chapter 18.
我们看撒母耳记上十八章。
First Samuel chapter 18, verse 3 and 4.
三和四节。
First Samuel chapter 18, verse 3 and 4.Then Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. Verse 4. And Jonathan striped himself of the robe and was on him, and he gave it to David with his armor, including his sword and his bow and his belt. This is showing that how much Jonathan loved David.
这边告诉我们约拿单多么的爱大卫。
And verse 4 mentions Jonathan striped himself.Of the robe that was on him and gave it to the David, he says, verse 4.
那四节这边讲到约拿单从身上脱下他所有的都给了大卫。
And we know that the armor is a very important, important thing for the soldiers.
我们知道这个战衣对一个勇士军人来讲是一个很重要的东西。
I'm sure because Jonathan himself as a prince.He had a kind of best of armor he put on himself all the time.
身为一个王子，约拿单应该是有一个很好的战衣。
I'm sure because this armor is very comfortable with him already.
那我想他穿这个战衣应该是穿得很舒服。
And this is showing his status also when he putting on this armor.
那从他的战衣，我们可以从这个身上看到约拿单他的身份。
It's hard to give a whole armor to put on the David.
那他要把这个战衣脱下来给大卫。
But Jonathan willing to give up all this precious armor to the David.
那他愿意这样子把他身上这宝贵的战衣给人。
And not only the armor, but also it's a sword and his bow and his belt.
不只是战衣，他的刀、弓和腰带都给了他。
You mentioned that he gave everything to the David.
这就代表了他把所有的都给了大卫。
That's what gives David also willing to share everything to the Jonathan also.
那也是因为大卫能够把所有的东西都分享给约拿单。
I think it's a Christian life, the same thing between God and us.
我想基督徒的人生我们和神之间也应该是这样。
How much we can willing to offer, willing to give up ourselves to the Lord?
我们愿意牺牲多少是给神？
We're willing to give it like Jonathan gave it to the David, then surely our God truly loves us truly.
如果我们和神之间能够像约拿单和大卫一样，我们把所有的都愿意给神，那神也会更加的爱我们。
I wish that we can truly we can share.What we have to our God.
我们应当把我们所有的去分享给神。
And also between among the brothers and sisters, the same thing.
那在弟兄姐妹之间也是这样子。
We're willing to share with our brothers and sisters.
如果我们愿意和别人分享。
Sometimes our life is very protective.
我们有时候我们会很保护我们自己的生
活。But we don't want to share something, but we only want to share something that we are better than others.
我们只会把我们比别人好的地方和别人分享。
So something that not to share, then we should put in the high and confidential issue, put it hide under it.
那那些我们觉得不能分享的事情，我们把它放在一边。
But something shared, then it's something we can share, which is enough to let other people can respect us. Something that we good thing to share with others.
我们和别人分享的事情，只是为了要得到别人的尊敬。
Then what I learned from the Jonathan he shared with the David is he gave everything to the David.
那从约拿单身上，我看到他把所有东西都分享给大卫。
So we can learn that sharing is not just a things to give it to others, something we more than what we need. Or something that we can using this for the gain some kind of in our own interest.
那我觉得分享并不是为了要得到别人的尊重或是别人的目光而去分享给别人。
When we come to the Lord, we can share ourselves, true ourselves to share with God.
当我们来到神的面前，我们要能够把真正的自己分享给神。
And especially toward the end time, our life turned to very selfish way, we seeking for our life.
尤其在这个末世的时代，我们每个人都是为了自己的利益而生存。
We know because the life, we seeking for our comfortable life.
我们是为了我们要有一个更好、更舒适的生活而生存。
That we can think that something that we have to sacrifice or something uneasy things so we can let other people, but we can just choose the best one, things that we can be praise our name to be others or things that we can take it.
那对那些需要牺牲我们自己或是让我们自己放在不安的情况当中，我们就会让别人去做。
And we need a spirit that Jesus has that he willing to serve others.
我们需要有一个像耶稣基督一样的心，的心就是要能够服侍别人。
We all know that John chapter 6 they mentioned about with the five bread and two fishes feed the 5,000.
那在约翰福音六章那边提到五饼二鱼的故事。
When this little boy have this is a small amount of food in his hand.
这个小男孩有这么一点的食物。
I thought about it at that situation.
那我就想想那时候的状况会是什么样。
But most of people do not have a food at that time.
那五千个人，大部分的人都没有食物。
I think Jesus preached the gospel and then he healing the people and end up to spend a lot of time. So.Even the meal time is about to pass, I think.
那因为耶稣在和众人讲到已经晚餐时间都要过了。
Now, most of people come from the quite distance.
那大部分的人都从很远的地方来。
And at that time, this little boy have this five bread and two fishes.
这个时候，这位小男孩有五饼二鱼。
And if I were at that time as a little boy,
如果我是那个小男孩。
And then the Jesus disciple came to me.Can you share your food?
那他耶稣的门徒来到我这边，问我可不可以把食物拿出来和大家分享。
Look at the many people; they do not have a food.
你看这么多，五千个人没有东西可以吃。
Then I thought about myself: if I were there, I don't want to share my five bread and two fishes.
我想想，如果我是这个小男孩，我可能不会想要把我的食物拿出来分享。
I think this little boy maybe have a parents maybe with them.
这个男孩可能有父母和他在一起。
Then I can excuse as I have my parents, as I have to share with my parents.
那我可能会跟他说，我有我父母，所以我不能和你们分享。
Since this five bread and two fish, how can we share to all these people?
我只有五饼二鱼，那我要怎么样让大家都可以吃呢？
And not even can even have a few people cannot fully can take it.
那只有几个人可以真正的吃饱。
If I know this much of food is nothing, then I want to take myself.
那如果我知道这么一点的食物帮不了大家，我还不如自己吃掉。
But John chapter 6 does mention about that, you know, what the story between this little boy and the disciple.
但约翰福音这边并没有记载这小男孩和门徒之间的对话。
But only one thing we know: this little boy shared this five bread and two fishes. He offered to the disciple.
唯一所记载的就是小男孩把这五饼二鱼给了门徒。
So with this five bread and two fishes can feed 5,000.
那也因为这五饼二鱼可以喂饱了这五千人。
Sometimes we think that what we have is little things.
有时候我们会想我们所拥有的非常的少。
With our own calculation is impossible to share to many people.
我们用我们自己计算的方法 可能很难想象我们所有的怎么跟别人分享。
We cannot share with many other people, then better I just can't keep it myself.
那既然我不能和别人分享，不如就自己留着吧。
Here, teaching us very important teaching is share others.
但是圣经教导我们很重要的一点，就是要和人分享。
If God bless, then this little thing turn to be a multiply.To share with all the people.
如果神祝福你的话，你就算你拥有的是很少的，神也会让它变得很多。
And so we hope that we can look at our life.
我们看看自己的生活。
What kind of which way we seeking for our life nowadays?
我们是怎么去追求我们的生活
？And what how we can do things to glorify God?
我们要做什么事情来能够荣耀神？
I think it's the most important thing is sharing.
我想最重要的一点就是要懂得分享。
How we can help ourselves to be reached up there that we can share other people. First, we can thanksgiving with what we have.
那我们要如何来能够与别人分享？第一点就是要能够懂得感恩。
What we can see the Genesis chapter 14, what the first things the Abraham he did it is. When Melchizedek, the king of Salem, came up to bless him, he willing to offer one tenth to him.
从创世纪十四章这边，我们看到，当撒冷王出来祝福亚伯兰之后，他所做的第一件事就是献上他的十分之一。
This come from the thanksgiving heart.
那个这个动作是因为他存有一颗感恩的心而来。
Sometimes we know that our life we got something we earn something from work out there from the business.
那我们有时候从我们的工作上得到了一些东西。
Then it, sometimes because our life is financially very tight, and also our income is not enough sometimes.
可能有时候我们的收入并不是这么的丰裕。
Now we do not seeking first thanksgiving to God, but we can think about other things too. First,
我们所想的就不会是想要来感谢神，而是想要寻找其他的方法。
It teaching us that we can thanksgiving to God first.
但这边所教导我们的是要向神来感谢。
No matter what we have, this is a blessing of God.
不管我们所拥有的多少，我们都要感谢。
First thing to do is with thanksgiving to God.
所以所做的第一件事情就是要向神谢恩。
We understand His the given grace from the Lord.
我们要了解我们所从神那边所得到的是多么多。
Once we have this kind of attitude, then we can share with God and we can share with others.
当我们有这种心态之后，才能和别人和神来分享。
Yeah, we know the Mary. He brought the very precious the perfume to anoint Jesus.
我们知道玛利亚带了一瓶很贵重的香膏来要膏耶稣。
And this is how she wants to share herself to the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是他要来分享他自己的一个方法。
Well, other people doesn't know how much what kind of heart, but Jesus knows her heart.
虽然别人不了解他的动机，但是耶稣知道他的他心里在想什么。
The perfume is she saved for her marriage.
这瓶香膏其实原本是他为了他要结婚而保留的。
But willing to offer to Jesus to anoint Jesus.
但是他愿意把这瓶香膏献上来给耶稣。
He's showing the such a thanksgiving heart to the Lord Jesus.
这表现出他对耶稣是多么的感恩。
But we know that Mary and the Martha, their life was very tough at that time.
我们知道玛利亚和马大他们的生活不是很容易。
Because they didn't have their parents at that time.
因为他们的父母都过世了。
So that I can tell their life was not an easy life they're going at that time.
所以我们可以了解他们的生活其实并不是那么容易。
But she willing to offer what she has, the most precious one, to brought to Jesus.
但是玛利亚愿意把她所拥有的最宝贵香膏给耶稣。
It's up to her to think about her life.
那她
Jesus loves Mary and Martha.
耶稣爱吧，大汉玛利亚。
So she, when Jesus come to visit there, the one who the love of by the Jesus.
那当耶稣来看他们的时候，我们可以知道是他们是蒙耶稣所爱的。
I think she can complain to Jesus.
或许他们可以向耶稣来抱怨。
I believe in God and I believe in Jesus, and then why my life is such way of a lot of difficulties.
我相信你，我也相信这个神，但是为什么我的生活这么的困难？
But instead of that, he willing to bother, the what she has only one the perfumes to offer to the Jesus.
但他们并没有这么做，反而是献上他们所拥有的来给耶稣。
It's come from her heart of thanksgiving.
那这是从一颗感恩的心而来。
Whatever circumstances, she knows that everything is a blessing of God.
不管他们所处的环境是什么，他们知道他们所拥有的都是因为耶稣的恩典。
No matter how much we have, if we do not have a heart of thanksgiving, that we cannot share with others.
如果我们没有一颗感恩的心，我们要怎么来和别人分享呢？
Because we want this always, we want more than.
因为我们会总会想要来得到更多。
But once we are thanksgiving to God, then God will give us, provide us more.
但只要我们能愿意来感谢神，神会给我们更多。
Then first Chronicles chapter 29, he mentioned about the David. He prayed to God.
在历代志上这边提到大卫向神来祷告。
He prayed to God that such like him to he put up to the king of the nation and he provided He provided everything to him, so he thanksgiving to God.
那在29章大卫的祷告是向神来感谢他神所给他的拥有的一切。
And David mentioned that all the things that I have is all it belongs to you. So everything is yours.
大卫向神说，我所拥有的一切都是因你而来。
So in while he was in the king, he offered everything to God.
虽然他身为王，但是他把他所有的都归给神。
Because he know how to share that.
因为他知道如何要来分享。
I know because David, when his life, when he was flee from the King Saul, he always his life is hiding after hiding in different location by location.
当大卫被扫罗王追杀的时候，他的人生就只是从一个地方躲到另外一个地方。
At that time, those people who gather come to him is those who have a problem and those who have left out from the society.
那时候。会来找他的人都是有生活有问题的人才会来找他。
If you find out the all the list of the warrior of the David,
如果你看大卫身旁的一些勇士
，you can find out all the warriors there that come from all different peoples actually.
那你可以看得出这些勇士他们的背景都不一样。
Have you noticed that all the warriors they come from like Hittites or Amorites, all different places that all come from, they become the warrior, a general to fight for him. Actually,
那这些从各个种族来的人都为了大卫来打仗。
You can find out the chronicle. They find out all this list.
那我们从历代志这本这书里面可以看到所有的。
It's amazing because the David is that he came from the tribe of Judah.
因为大卫是从犹大支派来的。
When he become a king, he's supposed to the all the he gather all the high ranker, you know, general, the warrior from same tribes.
那他应该是可以从他这个支派当中找出一些勇士。
But you find out all the those are the head of the 30 people, head of the generals. You find out all this all came from different.From the Gentile, many of them is from Gentiles.
那但是如果你从圣经里面来看，你可以看出这些当大卫勇士的领导人都是从外邦人中来的。
They willing to their life offer to the David.
他们愿意牺牲他们的生命给大卫。
I find out how is it possible in this way.
但为什么会这样子呢
？You know, even the Uriah's the Uriah the who is the wife the Uriah also Hittite.Who's the Solomon's later to be the Solomon's wife, Bathsheba's, Bathsheba's the husband before. We can see. Anyway, he's Hittite also.
那有一个有一个领导人，他也是。
But later on the David kill him.
大卫把一个其中一个领导人是外邦人要杀掉。
In order to cover his sin.
那只是为了要来赎他的罪。
But I can see that his spirit is he willing to offer his life to life for the David.
那虽然这个被杀掉的人，我们可以从他身上看到，他是为了大卫来牺牲他自己的生命。
Then I ask myself why? Why this Gentile, they come to David and willing to offer his life, even protect his kingdoms?
我就问自己，为什么这个外邦人愿意牺牲自己的生命来为大卫来征战？
It is come from the David's characters and his attitude.
但这都是因为大卫的人格。
He willing to share himself with them.
他愿意分享他所有的。
And second, he really care about the relationship.
他真的很关心他和别人之间的友谊。
So he really care these people, really will take care of them, bring them into his circle.
所以他愿意把别人带到他的生活当中。
So they learn and they can feel that they move by the sharing of the King David.
那这些人也因为大卫愿意这样的分享而被感动。
We can see that Abraham, what he has done to the Lord, you can see that.
我们可以从亚伯兰如何为罗德来牺牲中看到。
For Abraham's Lord, the relationship is the nephews, an uncle, the relationship.
罗德和亚伯兰是侄儿的关系。
Sometimes uncle and the nephew relationship is not that kind of close.
那有时候侄儿和叔叔之间的关系并不是那么的亲密。
Of course, Abraham raised Lot, and when he was young.
那虽然亚伯兰从小把罗德带大。
But Lot was a very selfish person.
但罗德却是一个很自私的人。
He looking for his own way to reach himself.
他总是为了自己的利益而去达到目标。
But end up he faced this kind of incidents that his life was jeopardized by the other people's.
但他最终面对的是他的生命因为别人而受到威胁。
But Abraham is willing to go to save him and all his belongings.
那亚伯兰愿意来拯救罗德。
Because he loves his nephew.
只是因为他爱他的侄儿。
The relationship is precious.
就他们之间的情谊是非常宝贵的。
Abraham truly care about the relationship.
亚伯兰是真的在关心。
Not only the relationship between he and Lot, but he have built a good relationship with his neighbors.
那不只是他和他侄儿之间的关系很好，而和他隔壁的邻居也是。
If you look at the chapter 14, verse 24, these people mentioned about the Anuel, Eskol, Mamre.All these peoples is actually Gentile. They are the native people from the Canaans.
如果你看十四章创世纪二十四节，你可以看到这些人其实都是外邦人。
According to the verse 13, say these people actually ally with Abraham says.
那十三节他这边讲到这些人和亚伯兰是
同。So Abraham really care about the relationship between the native.And the among the neighbors.
那亚伯兰也对他隔壁四围的邻居非常的感到的关心。
If we are Christians,
如果我们是身为基督徒
，we have to care about our relationship.
我们需要来为我们和别人的关系感到。
Between the husband and wife is precious relationship.
我们要能够来珍惜我们之间的关系。
And also the parents and children relationship is precious.
不管是夫妻之间还是朋友和父母。
And among the brothers and sisters in the Lord is a very precious relationship.
在基督里面弟兄姐妹之间的情谊也是非常的珍贵。
We have to care this relationship.
我们要能够来关心我们之间的
情谊。And for us Christians, the relationship between God and us is very precious.
那神和我们之间的关系也是非常宝贵。
We should not do any things that breaking this relationship with our own initiative.
我们不应该主动的来和把我们之间的关系打坏。
So that we can build the relationship.
我们而是要进而来建立这个关系。
So that the relationship can help us and serves us.
因为这个关系能够帮助我们来服侍别人。
Well, this time the Abraham went up and they're trying to chase after these four kings to trying to bring the Lord and its position back to him. At that time, so we can see that the other ally people help Abraham.
那我们看到当亚伯兰要去来攻打这四王的时候，我们看到他其他的联盟的人也都来帮他。
I hope that we can care about this relationship.
那这都是因为亚伯兰当初是很关心他们之间的关系。
Matthew 22 mentioned that love your God, love your neighbors.
马太福音二十二章这边讲到我们要爱我们的邻舍。
This love is truly dedicated love and the true sharing of love.
这个爱是我们很投入的爱。
And also the Genesis chapter 14, we can see the attitude about Abraham. He never attached to the material things.
那从创世纪我们也可以看到亚伯兰不会对任何的事物而投入感情。
We say we love God,
我们说我们爱神。
But still our heart loves those material things and from this world, then this much actually our heart is split.
但是我们却爱这世上的所有的一切，那这就把我们给神的爱所 分割了。
If you truly love someone,
如果你真的爱一个人
，Actually, material things is nothing.
那这个物质，也不会是在你来看是垃圾。
Have you ever experienced that?
你是否有这样的感觉呢
？When you love someone,
当你爱
一个人 ，material things is actually very trivial things.
当你爱一个人的时候，物质上的东西对你来说，不是什么了。
We says we love God.
我们说我们爱神。
Yes, still we have our heart is attached to this world.
但是我们的心却连在这个世上。
This is not a true love to God.
那这就我们对神的爱就不是真的爱。
I wish that we truly love God.
我们要能够真正的爱神。
So we can be free from the material things in this
world. 所以我们才可以从这个物质世界逃离出来。
We can see the chapter 14 of Genesis. Abraham, he has no any attachment.Anything out of this material things.
从创世纪十四章，我们可以看到亚伯兰对这世上的一切任何事情都没有任何的情感。
So God blessed him.
所以神才祝福他。
I wish that we can learn from the Genesis chapter 14 here.
所以我希望我们可以从这十四章里面学到。
And one thing also we can find out Abraham is willing to share with others.
亚伯兰很乐意、很大方的想与别人
分享。There's not any kind of burden for him to share with others.
要他和别人分享，并不是一个负担。
He willing to give everything to others, the things that belongs to some people, and bring it to people, and thanksgiving to God, and the things he actually take care of other people's belongings.
那他会把他所有的分享给别人，而也进而来感谢神。
This is the true Christian spirit.
这才是基督徒所该有的精神。
I hope we can share each other.
我希望我们可以互相的来分享。
And also we can share with God.
才能够与神来分享。
Now before we before we end this message, let's read one verse. It's First Timothy.
我们请看提摩太前书。
First Timothy chapter 6.
第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 17 to 19.
17到19节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse from 17. Instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited of the fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches but on God who richly supply us with all things to enjoy. Instruct them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share.And storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation of the future, so that they may take hold of that which is life indeed. I wish that all Christians we can follow this instruction from the Apostle Paul.
身为基督徒，我们要能够来追随保罗这边所写的。
I hope that you can commit yourself to life with the share with others, share with God.
我们要献上我们的生活来和别人分享。
Let's sing him 343。
请唱诗343首。
Kneel down, pray together. Sometimes we think that what we have is not enough to share with others. Because when we look at ourselves, our talent is not enough to help others. Maybe sometimes because we think that we are not capable to do that, we think. Sometimes we think we are not enough to financially enough to help other people. But actually we have everything within us. And our Lord Jesus sent us the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit can share with other people. He gave us, pour us His love. We can share this love with other people. With our prayer, with our concern, we can share with other people. We can rejoice with other people. I wish that we truly can, the person can share all this received from God to share with other people to glorify God. And also we can share our heart with God. So that we truly can be praised by Him and also we can prepare a wonderful salvation on the last day.
被神来称赞，来预备我们未来的救恩。
We can pray 15 minutes of Friday night, so pray for the coming spiritual convocation.
我们要跪下来祷告15分钟，为了我们接下来的灵恩会祷告。
Let's all kneel down, pray together.
一起祷告。